Hey everybody, welcome back to the Ben and Noah Show. I'm Ben Sofer.
And I'm Noah Lien.
And today we're going to be doing another solo episode, just the two of us.
Yeah.
And we're going to be talking about a topic that I'm sure is on every creative's mind. It is the elephant in the room, that is artificial intelligence, Woo! AKA AI.
Yeah, I mean I have had AI bleed into like every aspect of my life, even in college, mm-hmm. now working in a new profession and everything, and also just like, even like not pretending to work, just like watching stuff on YouTube, for example. I'll get AI ads. I've seen a lot of just like obvious AI. I think there was a Skechers ad when I was in the subway that, and I saw like an obviously AI generated like image, and it's just like it's starting to become a reality that advertisements and a lot of these like fringe acting opportunities are starting to get infiltrated by AI. And then the big question is like, okay, this is happening. A lot of us are relying on AI a lot more now. Mm-hmm. And then boom, what is it up? What's up with us? What's up with the actors? What's the impact on all of us right now? Right?
Yeah. The thing about AI, I think that's so like unfortunate about it for recent graduates, and I think people in college right now, is that because it's so recent, not everybody really knows how to use it, much less how to adapt. Mm-hmm. I mean, I remember like my sophomore year of college, I first heard the term ChatGPT. I'd never heard it before my sophomore year. This was like spring 2023. And we do this experiment in one of my history classes where we're like, we gotta like translate this like Brazilian song from Portuguese to English, and it like writes like a whole essay about it. Now whether the essay was like A+ material is a different story, but just like the fact that it could do it was really scary. Mm-hmm. Because the fact is like it might not be A tier, but it could be like C tier. Mm-hmm. And look, I mean, obviously, you know, when you're a student, you want to put, you know, the best quality of work that you can. But in the work environment, you know, like there are some companies that may still focus on that quality aspect, but some might also be focused on efficiency. And I argue that a lot of them are focused on efficiency. And that's really unfortunate when you're just getting started.
No, yeah, for sure.
So we're really dealing with that right now.
I mean, that's a big thing because, like, I don't know. I think what's genuinely concerns me, and I know a lot about this, is like not just that AI exists. I mean, AI has existed for a while now, I would say. It didn't just like, okay, here's something like super powerful, but I think the growth of AI, I think even back in 2019 2018, I always heard a bit about AI, and then I've seen some like really scuffed AI stuff, and it's just like, oh, look at this silly goofy thing that doesn't even know, like, it's kind of stupid, right? But the I don't know, I literally saw my own eyes how quick the it became smarter, it became more intelligent, it became something that's just like, now it's like an uncanny valley when I'm watching an AI video. This morning I watched a video of this cat that fell into a swimming pool, and then it got out of the swimming pool.
I know what you're talking about.
Were you? Yeah.
I do.
And I was just like, the first watch was just like, uh-huh. And then after that, I was just like, oh, that was a weird, I don't know what I feel, why I feel it was weird, but let me look at it again.
Yeah.
And then I see, oh, wait, this is AI. Like, how much content am I consuming that is just AI? And that's like a really scary thing. It's once you start like, okay, I'm not even sure what I'm watching anymore.
I'll say this. I think that between video and audio, I think video is kind of winning in the horse race between video and audio. Because video, the thing is, like, you're right, it's fucking scary. Because, like, there are some videos, I'll say that, like, after, like, you've scrolled through, like, enough on TikTok or YouTube, and you know, whether you see, like, the Sora, like, you know, bubble thing or whatever it is, like, you can kind of tell, like, based on, like, how it's scripted. But before that, like, you know, because of, like, the way that like your brain works, like sometimes your eye will play tricks on you, and like the Mandela effect, where you're sort of like filling in different things here and there. So it's a lot easier to trick your eyes than it is to trick your ears. So from the audio perspective, on the other hand, like you can kind of tell, like once you've heard like a few different variations of the same like monotonous voice, like, you know, like that voice on TikTok.
Like the
know?
Mechanical, like,
that's, like it's very clearly like Siri-esque. And so, like, I think in that regard, I think, like, yeah, it's easier to trick your eyes than it is to trick your ears. But that's just right now.
Yeah, and I mean, talking about right now too, like, we have every week, I feel like there's a new development that's happening where it's like a new advancement in AI, a new thing that's happening. I know a couple months ago there was that signing about with that AI actress, Tilly.
Idiot.
Yeah. But the thing is, this is like, oh, great. We're giving more funding. We're giving more acknowledgement to the arts, you might say, to an AI rather than other people who may really have been fighting for that for like years already to get into that spot, and just like something that's just been developed, just taking that spot. And then a few weeks ago, there was a new signing. Maybe even this week, it was a new signing that happened with some record label and an AI musician or AI like music artist, but it's all been generated from a free AI, like a platform where you just typed in a prompt and you made a song, and there was just a few songs that were like hits, and they get like a $3 million deal. I mean, that's like some insane stuff, leaps in first of all, not just like AI, like the generation of AI things, but like the funding of these things, and the acknowledgement from like professional companies, like, hey, we support this, we're supporting this, we think that this is a worthy investment, and we want to keep pushing this. And it's just like, wow, okay.
It's a worthy investment for them.
Yeah.
It's not for the pipeline that actually makes that platform possible to begin with. I think that's the argument that I think a lot of creatives should, and frankly, are going at it right. Like, I mean, we saw this with the writer's strike a few years ago. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was a big... big thing to negotiate for, because, like, look, I mean, and this is honestly, it's not just true in art, this is true just with the economy in general right now, because so many people are, especially like recent grads, are not seeing ample employment opportunities because of this. And I mean, look, the fact is, take law, for example. Like, there are people who, you know, who 15 years ago started off as paralegals, and then they climbed their way up as they got their JD and were, you know, starting to get more like higher up positions. But now that pipeline is starting to get slashed, and it's starting to trickle down, because they would, a lot of people, and I get it, because it's a perfect substitute, but like, you know, you're talking about like, you know, getting like, you know, decent mediocre work that a paralegal could do, but you pay $40,000, $50,000 less. But it is kind of screwing up that pipeline, and I think it is very much short-term win, long-term loss.
Yeah, I think that is such a clear-cut, like, I don't know, viewpoint, because I see the difference between in the art industry, where it's like it's split down the middle, where there is like the creatives who are doing this because they want to create art, they're passionate about it, and then there are the business. Like, there's corporations in the business where they're looking at the efficiency, they're looking at how best can I, like, save my money, or, like, produce product that can generate the most revenue, and all the kind of, like, money stuff that I don't really know, but, like, you know, maximizing profits.
Yeah.
And those are coming in clashing so much more with the development of AI, because it's such a great investment opportunity for these companies to be like, okay, if we don't really care about what kind of quality we're putting out, as long as we got the numbers up, as long as we get the content up, if we can generate, like, you know, 200 movies in a day compared to shooting one film, like a genuine film with love and heart and work in for like 3 months, why would we not do the 200 movies? I mean, if the cost is the same, right? And then it's can probably get a lot more revenue from that. So I think that is why we can see such a big split, where one big group is like, I'm so pissed about AI, and then another group is just like, AI seems to be getting more and more funding, more and more support, more and more everything. And I mean, look, what does the future look like right now, right? It's kind of daunting.
I gotta say, I mean, it's really interesting, not in like a great way, but like, it's interesting because the thing about a lot of these companies, like the top 10 companies, like whether you're in tech or in entertainment, they're not
it's not profitable the way with all the money that they're putting into AI. They're doing like short term loss, long term gain thing because like slashing down on prices, like you know, you see like you know subscription prices going up all the time, and like that's kind of the route that they're trying to go at, which is just making it harder for the consumer to buy stuff. And I mean, I don't know if you've heard of the AI bubble, like in the economy, but like basically what's happening is that like a lot of these top like 10, 20 Fortune 500 companies, they're like Nvidia and Apple and Microsoft, like they're so heavily invested in AI that it's driving the economy up. It's driving the S&P up.
Huh.
But eventually, because it's a bubble and it's so volatile, it will very likely crash.
Like
and,
crash, and
a lot
as
of
in
the prices will go down.
Crash, as in like the company stop investing in it, or what would cause a crash?
Okay, so like, okay, hear me out, right?
Mm-hmm.
You ever seen The Big Short?
No.
Okay, so it's basically it's a movie. It was made in like 2015. It's a great movie. It's got like just star-studded cast
movie.
In it. Shut up. It's got such a good cast, and they have like
What's it about?
It's about the 2008. Housing market.
Okay.
Crash.
Okay.
And so it's basically talking about like these people who are like working within the mechanisms of the system, and they're saying like this is going to crash, this is going to happen, and they were all trying to capitalize on it.
Oh.
And so the from within, before like before everything broke and before the banks failed, because they
insider
you know
trading.
Like yeah, sort of, and like it's just. We're kind of seeing something similar to that.
Interesting.
Because, like, the bubble is... It's good for these top companies right now because they have shareholders and they're trying to appease to them. But, I mean, in the long run, I mean, it's only imminent that the bubble's going to pop and it's going to fuck a lot of people over.
Shit. Okay. Well, yeah. Like...
So, like, I bring that up because it's not just creatives. Like, it's everybody. I mean, like, I think creatives, we are so... like severely affected because I think a lot of people at the top don't value creative input when they can just like, you know, get an algorithm to come up with some like, you know, mediocre job of what it could be. So like we see the value in it ourselves, but they don't. But I mean, it's so like, I feel sometimes like with this topic, I kind of feel like the crazy man, like at the bus stop yelling, like the end is near.
I mean,
and then it actually happens.
Like, okay. I know what you mean, and I think that with every new advancement in technology, there has always been pushback. Even though right now we're used to like what technology we've had when we were growing up, it's like we can reel it all the way back into like the olden times when I believe Socrates. Oh no, I'm confusing my names up. But
I don't know philosophy.
They strongly basically he was a strong advocate against the development of paper. Actually, the development of paper and writing down your ideas and recording stuff down, because he was basically saying like, okay, it was. You kids these days with their paper and their pens and their writing and their reading, like back in my day, we remembered everything. We stored everything up here. Now you're going to rely on your newfound technology and you're not going to remember anything in your head. You're just going to rely on your books and your writing and your paper and your pens and your...
Right.
I mean, like now we're like, oh, wow, you know, this is good.
Right.
But like, and then also with the new, like the iPhone coming out and all, every big leap in technology, there's always people who are like pushing back on. And maybe we are like the boomers who are like, AI is so bad. And
I'm going to push back a little bit because I do agree with you that some of this is just technology doing its thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, like take the automobile, take the iPhone, like. Such like revolutionary things that could, you know, drive the economy and, you know, really just change the ball game around everything. There's a key difference though. Those things made jobs. The iPhone, like for every job, maybe it took time and maybe we're still like figuring that out in the short run. But like for every job that the iPhone took away, like, you know, like the watch industry or something, like there was a new job that came with it. In AI, we're not seeing that. We're not seeing the net positive
employment opportunities that we were with those other inventions, and that's what concerns me.
Yeah, that's hurting the people, the humans. Yeah. And I think also in addition to that, there is also another net negative. There are two more net negatives.
Yeah.
Which is the negative of, first of all, social interactions, mm-hmm. right? We got like some ads out there about the friend. Is it friend.com or something? I don't know what.
What's that? No.
It's a chain that you wear around your neck. And you basically like it's a little buddy you can bring around, and you like talk to them, or they can like they're with you in your life, and they are listening to what's going on around you, and they are like translate, like they're hearing everything that's going on around you, and they're basically your buddy. They're with you, so
man,
you can like talk.
I just got my voices for that.
You get the voices in my head.
I'd rather just use those.
But like, let's say we're having a conversation right now, and my friend is here. The friend can, I don't know how in depth it is, but it's basically just gonna like message you and just say like, oh, hey, I disagree. Or like, hey, yeah, that's an interesting thing. Let me talk.
So it's like Her, the movie Her, kind of.
Okay. Is it like the movie Her?
It's like the movie Her, yeah. where you have like a chip in your head that's like a companion.
Yeah.
It's a bit more romantic.
Did you not see the friend ads around here? There's been a lot, especially in the subways. There'll be like just like a something about you need a friend, or like somewhere who's always there for you or something, but it's always
I'll keep an eye out
for those.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, and it's
really?
Also one of the largest graffiti.
Damn, I'm just missing out.
What are you doing, boy?
I'm just on my phone doom scrolling through Sora. No,
but also like the graffiti on them has been like one of the biggest. Like almost every single one of those boards and posters and everything are graffitied on. Like people like just like go outside, socialize, meet someone. Which I looking agree. I mean, I'm not advocating.
I agree.
You know, but like, because
no. Hashtag, you know, be social.
I mean, like the reliance on AI as well to like fill in that social gap. Like, it is hurting us really bad, because just imagine like relying on the consistency and the yes men of AI to continuously be supportive and everything, and then you lose that like muscle in you to like navigate around troubles, any kind of social problems or like relationship issues. Like the AI is designed to be the best kind of like companion, and you can just say whatever you want to and they will agree with you, you know?
There are people who use ChatGPT as a therapist.
Yeah,
it's really scary. And like, but like the thing about like the algorithm itself is that there is still the economic component, like from the company's perspective.
Yes.
They want to say stuff that's going to keep you like engaged with the app. So like, if it's gonna be like, you know, like it's like 9 times out of 10 it is going to spew out something that you want to hear.
Yeah
And that's a big problem. Like it's bad enough that we already have these big confirmation biases in the 21st century. It's just getting compounded.
I mean, it's also like, yeah, I mean, the significance of that is that it's actually driven some people to commit some really serious acts of like harm to themselves and to others.
Yes,
right?
It's horrible. Yeah. I've heard of it.
Yeah, it's that on that end, social aspect, and in the mental health aspect as well of people, it's significantly hurt them.
Yeah.
And then finally, of course, the environment, right? Like,
it's so bad for the environment.
Can you imagine the automatic thing that you find when you're Googling anything? It's like, here's the AI overview. You're gonna like manually turn that off if you want to turn that off, but you're constantly using AI, like, whatever you do, you're just breathing, and you're like, hey, here's an AI like thing for you, and then you are playing a role in those in the harming the environment even more than how we've already been harming the environment pretty bad with how you know, technology has been in the past few decades, centuries, but now we're just exasperating it. We're just going like, you know what, let's just all chip in and use AI for anything. If I don't know what to eat today, I'm gonna use AI. Let me just ask AI for literally everything, and then like, let's not think about too much about all the water we're using. Let's not think about all the other negative environmental aspects that's being created. Let me just look at the now, like the right now, and then what's gonna happen for the future generations? I have no idea.
I think that we can sort of tie this together. I mean, like, the thing about all new technologies that get used at such a large scale, I mean, you know, sometimes there's like a, like, you know, when you're learning something, you're like, hey, do this, you know, make sure that, you know, you're staying on top of all the latest trends and all that. And I think that, look, I mean, I do think there is something to knowing how to use every tool at your disposal. Mm-hmm. Like, look, is it faster than, you know, the research skills that you use, and could you maybe prefer that? Sure, I could. Mm-hmm. I could see a world for that. But like most things, I don't think you should over depend on anything. I mean, like, look, I mean, look, I'm kind of guilty of that. Not with AI, but like, look, I mean, I watch videos more than I read. Mm-hmm. I'll be honest, like it. And but now, like, looking back at how technology is just growing exponentially, to the point where I don't think it's all these other skills that I think are really important to executive functioning are, like, just they're becoming obsolete, I think is really concerning. And it's kind of leading me to think, like, maybe there is something to this, to sticking with the traditional methods, just for my own, like, benefit, just from a health and creative perspective.
Yeah.
Not necessarily for the company perspective.
And I think that it's important as a creative, like, as any one of you who are, like, thinking of going to the arts or are in the arts currently, I think the AI conversation is going to continuously come up. And I 100% think, yes, that, like, you should be actively thinking and considering where you stand on this. Because, yeah, we can also definitely stand on, we can just say, oh, AI bad. But, like, we need to really consider, like, it's going to come up more and more. And also, I think there will be ultimately a case where you have to decide, like, okay, what are we going to do about this? Because this is like we know it's a problem, but there is only so much we can do right now. Mm-hmm. It seems like there needs to be like a bigger movement or a bigger thing that is created to, like, either put stop to AI or just, like, limit or draw the parameters of what exactly AI should be allowed to be used in, or, like, to what extent, because this will seriously affect our futures, and especially in the creative industry, in the creative world. So actually consider, give it some thought, to do some research, read up on these things, because of course we want to hear your thoughts too, like, what exactly do you think about AI? Have you, like, how much
write in the comments
how much do you use AI in your life, and, like, especially in, like, the creation of your works, your artistic works and expressions? Like, some people told me that they do use AI to, like, when they have an idea, they just want to get the structure in, they would use it for an outline.
I think that's ridiculous.
Yeah, and then, to each their own, but they'll create an outline, and then they'll fill in the in-between with their own information. So that's one way to use AI. Mm-hmm. There are some people who just entirely write their whole things, you know. There are some, like, companies who have been very successful with that. But, like, how much do you use AI, and what do you think about AI in the future? Do you and how its impact is going to be on the artistic, like, industry? Yeah, it's something that we can really talk about and open that conversation up again.
I'm sure that this topic will come up on other episodes. It's just, it's so impossible to avoid. I mean, like, but listen, the thing about creativity is that it requires so much thought. It's not something that, you know, you can just, like, do with the flip of a switch. Like, it's something that I'm traditional like this. Like, I think it's there's something about, you know, individual expression that, you know, only you can make, and that, you know, everyone can, you can put your heads together, but the idea that you can just, like, automate it like that is absurd. And but to take it a step further, because of that creativity, I mean, I think there's something to really questioning, like, the tool and what it can be used for. Like, for instance, I'll give you an example. Like, when I was still in school, I was advised to use AI for job applications.
Okay.
Because a lot of these companies were using AI ATS software to basically to make recruiters' jobs easier. So that, you know, so the way I saw it at the time was, okay, you can't beat them, join them. Mm-hmm. So, you know, use the computer. Computer understands computer, not human understands computer. Mm. Monkey see, monkey do. So, like, you know, I figured, okay, that's sound logic. I later learned, like, after graduating, it doesn't help you at all. You're basically just using an algorithm to be like every other application out there, and you're gonna get rejected. So it is a complete scam. And the idea that you can use it for, you know, as an advantage is complete bullshit. It just is. And I say that with such conviction because I wish that I knew that when I was still in school. I wish I could use that, you know, and actually try to be more authentic and actually, like, put better quality in 3 applications as opposed to awful quality in 30 applications. Mm. So,
I mean, that's interesting. Like, at one point, we're going to reach that point. Maybe we've already reached that, where majority of applications just sound the same, just sound everything, like, together. Works are going to start sounding all one note or just like in the same vein of like AI quality. Yeah. And to be truly authentic and to really put your heart and soul authentically and originally in the entire work might be an outlier nowadays, you know. It might be something that is like different, because now we've gone like all the way to the other end of that I don't know, spectrum. Yeah. Yeah. So that's just some food for thought, something to think about. And I truly believe that art is all about expression. It's all about feeling. Yeah. And exactly what you said. I think that putting in an algorithm, putting it, computing it, we can tell. Like, humans can always deep down tell when something is manufactured if we think about it and we feel it. I think taking, like, making an art into an algorithm is just... it defeats the purpose. It's like an oxymoron. There's no place in that. Like, it's just so wrong to me. But yeah, that's just our opinion.
I just think with creativity, I mean, humans are always going to have the leg up when it comes to like, say a human makes one drawing and then, you know, the computer will make another drawing that matches that. And then the human will add a certain element to it and it'll just compound and compound. But the difference is that the computer runs on an algorithm that was made by the human. Mm. And so the human is always going to have the leg up.
What if the AI starts being able to make their own algorithm?
It's a legit question. I mean, like, we don't know. Yeah. Time will tell.
And it might come sooner than we know it.
But, yeah.
Oh, this is depressing.
It is depressing. Yeah.
Yeah. But God. I think it's important to talk about this because... we can all agree that it's problems, and we all individually, we've had conversations with others, and everyone has flagged it as a problem. But the thing is that we don't really know what to do about this. Like, a lot of folks, I'm just talking about it. We're just all talking about it. But what is the next step that we can actually do to fix this? We can individually say, "Oh, I refuse to use AI," but doesn't seem to be doing much with with how they are funding it, right? So I think it's interesting to really think about, like, what are the next steps that we can actually do?
I think, look, to sort of put, like, a positive light on this, and I don't just say that because this is a depressing topic. Like, it is, like, there is genuinely something to look forward to, which is that there is some traditional art that's coming back. Mm. I mean, like, at least from, like, the New York City perspective, like, there's a lot of people that kind of miss... like, the live atmosphere that, you know, digital media, frankly, just can't provide. Mm. I mean, digital media, as great as it is, I mean, is parasocial. And, you know, there is something to, like, you know, being in the same room as a comedian or an artist or, you know, whatever. And I mean, there's data that says that it's coming back, which means that live performance, I mean, that's something that, I mean, if AI can do it, it would be, you know, decades from now, hopefully.
Hopefully. But yeah, live performances. There's something about being in the same room as someone who's alive and breathing and doing that art, doing the work with it.
Right.
Speaking of which, we're also going to be watching we probably will be watching a live performance together.
Yes, we are.
In a few weeks' time. Woo! Super excited. And maybe just seeing if we can do a special episode to talk about that. But yeah. Well... thank you all so much for tuning in on this episode on AI. We did talk a lot, but we will also really, really want to know about what you think about AI, how much you've been using it. And feel free to share it in the comments, talk about it, send it a DM to us as well. We would love to have a conversation with y'all about things that are bothering you, things that are working with you.
Mm-hmm. The conversation will definitely continue. I know we can both say that about AI, but maybe for the better. We'll see. But... until next week, I'm Ben Sofer.
And I'm Noah Lien.
Have a good one, guys.